Sure. 690 Albany Avenue has been a source of frustration for, you know, going on two decades plus in terms of the police calls, the criminal activity, the negligent ownership of that building. And it has been a target for redevelopment on multiple occasions, but nothing was ever able to be successfully done. So we're excited that the entity that recreated HFPG Greater Impact, working with Capital for Change and Sheldon Charter Oak, have come together to put the resources in place to ultimately bring that development to fruition. And it's key because of the additional development that's going on Vine Street and Albany Avenue. And we think that that will be a linchpin for the type of improved quality of life and living and access to retail and the things that the residents have been aspiring for years.
What does the group you're putting together look like as far as, you know, where's the money coming from?
Well, we're providing some of the resources from our own financial capacity. Capital for Change has development resources in Sheldon Charter Oak. So truly there will be public dollars, philanthropic dollars, private dollars, and hopefully this will stand as a very good example of when you bring those different perspectives that have a shared goal of improving the neighborhood, that understand that it has to make sense financially. But we're in a position to be able to put resources in that don't necessarily require the same financial return that a bank or other lender would. We can look at the community benefit as a part of our return scenario, and that's exactly what we're doing.
And what's your vision for what winds up in that building? Is it commercial? Is it apartments?
We see affordable living, apartments as a part of that, retail on the lower floors, the types of amenities that the residents of that neighborhood have been after. They have disposable income, and they are tired of having to travel outside of their communities or having choices in their communities that are less than what you or I would anticipate or expect.
How would you characterize where the city is now? Where is the city in its development with a relatively young mayor and the state, you know, seems to be willing to invest in cities?
I've only been here 2 years, but I see this city on an upward trajectory. I have traveled this country and seen similarly situated communities who are still struggling to find that vision, to find that momentum. I believe that there is absolutely momentum around the city of Hartford and some of the surrounding communities. I think that, as you talked about, the state recognizes the importance, as does the business community and the philanthropic community. So there are still very real problems and challenges that remain, but, you know, in my view and my experience, it is an upward trajectory and a momentum that we hopefully can continue to add to.
And finally, how's the foundation doing?
Foundation is evolving. We are thrilled with the board and the support they've given us as we seek to become more impactful. As you heard our chairwoman and our vice chair talk about leaning in, being more risk tolerant, understanding that if we're going to be impactful, that we've got to make sure that we remain a relevant organization that meets the needs of our donors and communities in new and exciting ways. And you know, we're very much on the cusp of doing that.